One of the biggest challenges in electrical estimating is dealing with material price fluctuations. Unlike labor costs, which are relatively stable over time, material prices can change overnight due to supply chain issues, global demand, economic conditions, and even weather-related disruptions. A bid that looks solid today can turn into a financial disaster months later if material costs unexpectedly rise. Understanding why material prices fluctuate and knowing how to adjust bids accordingly is critical for maintaining profitability and staying competitive in the industry. Material prices in the electrical industry are constantly shifting. Copper wire, conduit, switchgear, panels, and even basic devices like outlets and switches are all subject to market forces that can drive costs up or down without warning. Copper, for example, is one of the most volatile materials because it is a globally traded commodity. Prices can be affected by mining output, geopolitical instability, tariffs, and changes in manufacturing demand. When copper prices spike, everything from wire to bus bars to transformers becomes more expensive, and that can quickly eat into an electrical contractor's profit margin. Another common driver of price fluctuations is supply chain disruptions. Events like factory shutdowns, raw material shortages, transportation bottlenecks, and labor strikes can all impact material availability. The COVID-19 pandemic highlighted just how fragile supply chains can be, with lead times for electrical components stretching from weeks to months, and prices skyrocketing due to limited supply. Even outside of major global crises, disruptions in manufacturing regions, port delays, and trucking shortages can cause unexpected increases in material costs. Economic conditions also play a major role in pricing. During periods of economic expansion, construction activity tends to increase, leading to higher demand for electrical materials. When demand is high, suppliers raise prices because they know contractors will still buy. Conversely, during economic downturns, material prices may drop as suppliers compete for fewer projects. Inflation also has an impact, as rising costs for fuel, energy, and raw materials translate into higher prices for electrical products. Seasonal factors can also influence material costs. Some materials, such as PVC conduit and wire insulation, can be affected by the cost of petroleum-based products. When oil prices rise, these materials tend to follow. Additionally, certain times of the year see higher demand for electrical supplies, such as summer months when construction activity peaks. Understanding these seasonal patterns can help estimators anticipate potential price increases. With so many variables influencing material costs, electrical estimators must take proactive steps to adjust bids accordingly. One of the most important strategies is staying informed about market trends. Regular communication with suppliers and manufacturers is essential for understanding current pricing and potential future changes. Many suppliers provide price forecasts based on market conditions, and leveraging this information allows estimators to make more accurate predictions when preparing bids. Another effective approach is locking in material prices whenever possible. Some suppliers offer price guarantees for a set period, allowing contractors to secure pricing at the time of bid submission. This is especially useful for large projects with long timelines, where material costs could fluctuate significantly between bid day and actual procurement. Negotiating pricing agreements or purchasing materials early can help mitigate the risk of price increases. However, this approach requires strong cash flow management, since buying materials upfront can tie up capital. For projects with extended durations, escalation clauses in contracts can provide protection against material price increases. These clauses allow contractors to adjust pricing if material costs exceed a certain threshold. While not all clients or general contractors are willing to accept escalation clauses, they are becoming more common in contracts due to the volatility of material pricing. Educating clients on the importance of these clauses and presenting data on historical price fluctuations can improve the chances of getting them included in agreements. Estimators must also build flexibility into their bids to account for potential price changes. Adding a reasonable contingency for material cost fluctuations ensures that unexpected price increases do not completely erode profit margins. Contingencies should be based on current market conditions and historical trends rather than arbitrary percentages. If copper prices have been steadily rising, a higher contingency for wire and conduit may be necessary. If the market is stable, a lower contingency might suffice. The key is balancing competitiveness with risk management. When pricing materials for bids, it is essential to verify costs from multiple sources. Relying on a single supplier for pricing can be risky, as prices can vary significantly between vendors. Comparing quotes from different suppliers provides a more accurate picture of market rates and helps identify potential cost-saving opportunities. Additionally, considering alternative materials or brands can sometimes reduce costs without sacrificing quality or performance. Communication with project owners and general contractors is another critical aspect of managing material price fluctuations. Being transparent about potential cost changes and discussing strategies to mitigate risks can help prevent disputes later. Clients who understand that material prices are subject to change are more likely to be receptive to contract provisions that allow for adjustments if needed. Clear documentation of material pricing at the time of bid submission, along with supporting market data, provides a solid foundation for any necessary discussions about price changes during the project. Another strategy for dealing with material price fluctuations is value engineering. This involves analyzing the project design and identifying cost-saving alternatives that achieve the same functionality at a lower price. For example, if specifications call for a certain type of light fixture that has become expensive or difficult to procure, proposing an equivalent fixture from a different manufacturer can reduce costs without compromising performance. Value engineering requires collaboration with engineers, architects, and clients to ensure that proposed substitutions meet project requirements. Estimators must also consider lead times when planning for material procurement. Just because a material is available today at a certain price does not mean it will be available at the same price when it is needed. Long lead times can force contractors to pay premium prices for expedited shipping or substitute higher cost materials to meet project deadlines. Factoring lead times into the bid process helps prevent costly surprises later. Managing material price fluctuations is not just about protecting profits. It is also about maintaining competitiveness. A bid that is too high due to excessive contingencies may lose out to a lower bid from a competitor who has a better strategy for managing costs. On the other hand, a bid that is too low and does not account for potential price increases can lead to significant losses. Finding the right balance requires experience, market awareness, and a disciplined approach to estimating. Tracking past projects and analyzing material cost trends over time is a valuable practice for improving future estimates. Reviewing previous bids and comparing estimated material costs to actual costs helps identify patterns and refine pricing strategies. If a certain material has consistently increased in price over the past several projects, future estimates should reflect that trend. Learning from past experiences ensures that estimates become more accurate and reliable over time. Material price fluctuations are an unavoidable part of the electrical industry, but they don't have to be a source of uncertainty or financial loss. By staying informed about market trends, negotiating favorable pricing agreements, incorporating contingencies, leveraging escalation clauses, and communicating effectively with clients, estimators can protect their projects from unexpected cost increases. The key is not to react to price changes as they happen, but to anticipate them and build strategies into the estimating process to mitigate their impact. With a proactive approach, electrical contractors can submit competitive bids while ensuring that their projects remain financially viable, no matter how the market shifts.